You're listening to Deployment Pillars.
Military life can feel overwhelming, especially during deployment seasons. At Team Pillar, we believe that a little peace of mind can go a long way. That's why we're proud that this episode of Deployment Pillars is sponsored by USAA Life Insurance Company and USAA Life Insurance Company of New York.
USAA Life facilitates members' financial security through a range of products and services, including life insurance policies with several benefits specialized for military families at no additional cost. Because wondering about your family's financial future doesn't need to be on your deployment to-do list. You can learn more about USAA Life Insurance Company and USAA Life Insurance Company of New York at usaa.com/pillar.
This is the Deployment Pillars podcast, where we share the best deployment advice for military spouses from people who have been there, done that, and got the homecoming kiss. I'm Joanna, the voice behind Joe My Gosh and co-founder of Pillar, the digital retreat for deployment countdowns.
And I'm Becky, founder of Brave Crate and the second half of the Pillar team.
We believe that while deployment is tough, it can also be a time of growth. That's why we created Pillar, the totally free digital retreat for deployment countdowns. It's 3 days of online community, inspiring speakers, and nonstop giveaways designed to set you up for deployment countdown success. Today's episode will give you a little taste of what to expect if you join us for the retreat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Deployment Pillars. We have a very special episode today. I am Becky Hoy. I am the co-host of Pillar Deployment Retreat, and I am here with Joanna Gilden-Knoll. Joanna, how are you?
Hey, Becky. Thank you so much for having me on.
Joanna's here joining us on our podcast. So we actually get to be in person with you today, chatting about the best of Pillar. All season long, you've been hearing some of our favorite workshops from past Pillar retreats, and we are actively gearing up right now for the 2022 Pillar Deployment Retreat, November 4th through the 6th. So we are doing a little podcast episode takeover today and chatting about some of our favorite things when it comes to the Pillar Retreat. So I'm excited. Joanna, are you excited?
Absolutely. I cannot wait. Pillar is one of my most favorite things that happens all year long. And I mean, Becky, you know, we spend all year planning and talking about ideas and asking folks, inviting them to be part of the process. So it really does feel like we're gearing up for Christmas.
It does feel that way. You know, I never thought of it like that, but it does. It's just a special 3 days, and it's just nonstop fun and learning and inspiration. So I'm excited to chat about it. If you have ever been to a Pillar retreat, you're going to love this episode. And if you have not been to Pillar retreat yet, this is a great chance to learn about what you can expect and get some of your most pressing Pillar deployment retreat questions answered. So why don't we just jump right in and talk about a question that we get all the time, which is, how did this happen? How did the Pillar deployment retreat come to be a thing?
I love telling this story because it's, I think, a real testament to the way that military spouses can create community out of like pretty much literally nothing. So Becky and I got to know each other for various reasons, but as you all know, she is the brilliant mind behind Brave Crate, and I run Joe My Gosh. And so we'd known each other and worked with each other over a few years. And I think it was in 2019, she messaged me and said, hey, can I give you a call? I have something to talk about. And so I answered, and she was just like, yeah, I have this idea for a deployment retreat. Would you mind being part of it? And I said to her, I hope that you don't take this the wrong way, Becky, but could I be like alongside you? Like anything that you do is amazing and like turns into the most phenomenal thing. And I want to be part of this journey because I think it's a fantastic idea. And she so graciously said, Yeah, come on. And so we've been working on Pillar and the retreats of 2020, 2021, and 2022 for quite some time. It's kind of crazy to say all those years, Becky.
It has been a long time. And I was so grateful that Joanna was excited about this concept. And here's where it came from. So I, as Joanna mentioned, am the founder of Brave Crate, which is a deployment countdown box for military spouses. And I was finding that a lot of our members at Brave Crate were struggling to find different resources and support outside of the Brave Crate community. And so we would get tons of questions in our members group, and we would often share things like blog posts from Joe My Gosh, or podcast episodes we loved, or courses that they could take to support their deployment journey. And I realized there are all these amazing places and people who are supporting and want to support military families during deployment, but there's nowhere that makes it easy to find those resources. I, as a military spouse, went through years of deployments and other military life experiences without being able to find my community and without being able to find those resources, the blogs, the podcasts, the courses that could really help me. And so we wanted to bring all of that together over 3 days and to do it in an online space that was totally free for any military significant other to join us, and include all kinds of tips and tutorials. We wanted to answer the tough questions. We wanted to create community and give people a place to share their stories and encourage one another. And that is exactly what Pillar has come to be, thanks to our presenting sponsor, USAA Life Insurance Company and USAA Life Insurance Company of New York. We are actually able to continue that mission of making this a completely free event where military spouses around the world can come together and learn and grow and inspire one another. So we are just so grateful. It has been quite a long time we've been working on this, and every year it's just more and more exciting. So in case anyone listening has not been to a Pillar retreat before, Joanna, just give us like a brief outline. What could I expect if I decided to attend the Pillar retreat?
So I think the first thing that you can expect is flexibility. One thing that Becky and I are really passionate about is making sure that military spouses with all different responsibilities, all different places that they are stationed, all, you know, no matter where you are, that you can access Pillar. So we have 3 days of events that happen, and they all happen in our Facebook group. And you can gain access to that group when you get your free ticket at pillardeploymentretreat.com. So once you're in that group, then we have a digital guide for you, which gives you a schedule and gives you a lot of other resources. It's kind of like a magazine. It's a very beautiful magazine. And it also has a workbook for you. So more on that later. But from the get-go, we have presentations that are all about 10 minutes long that give you actionable advice, tips, help, structures, depending on what that presentation is about. And so those go live, but if you're not able to watch them while they're going live, you can watch them later. So that's no big deal at all. While you're watching, you can comment, and our presenters are in the group answering your questions, listening to your stories, you know, helping out, giving their advice, kind of like their behind the scenes advice, if you will. And you can also use that workbook to take notes so that you can create your own deployment manual. So even if you are not in a deployment season right now, even if there's one that's way far down the road, or you don't even know of one coming up yet, you can take notes and get ready for it. Because if there's one thing that we know about military life is there's going to be a military separation at some point. It may not be a deployment. It might be, you know, a geo batching, it might be a TAD or TDY, but more than likely, you're going to experience a separation at some point. And so we want to make sure that you have the tools right there for you when that happens. We also have tons of giveaways that happen in the group. Some of them are cash prize giveaways, which is really exciting thanks to USAA Life. We also have different products from military entrepreneurs or products that work really well that Becky and I think are awesome for your deployment journey. We do that. We have in the morning every day, Becky and I come on and we do a coffee and chat with you to kind of get the day started. We have a fantastic yogi who does a little intention setting and morning meditation with us every day. We have some panel discussions. We have keynote discussions. We have posts that are all about questions and ideas that you might have, because we found that learning is in the room. And then at the end of every night, we have a pillar happy hour, which Becky and or I come on with some special guests and we talk about a particular topic that's cropped up over that day. And of course, more giveaways. So I think it's a really great mix of video, of lots of different kinds of people all talking about what military separations are like and how you can make that time a really productive and fruitful time, instead of a time of just waiting for your loved one to return.
Absolutely. So there's so much that goes on over these 3 days. Just like Joanna said, you know, we kick off every morning with a welcome and we've got happy hour at night, and it's pretty much nonstop between those two things. We've got workshops, conversations happening, stories being shared, workshops where you can create your own deployment action plan. There's just so many ways to connect, and it is so flexible. You can jump in and jump out whenever you have time. So it's an exciting 3 days, and we hear from so many military spouses who join us that it's just an incredibly incredible journey for them. Right here, I have something from one of our friends, Kelsey P, who joined us last year. And she said, 100% Pillar has been an amazing experience. So many helpful topics and real speakers who get the good, bad, and ugly sides of deployment. I hope these resources are available to share with other spouses in the future. It can just be a really transformative 3 days together. So considering how much transformation has happened, this is going to be a tough question, Joanna, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is one of your favorite moments from a past Pillar retreat?
Hitting me with the hard question, Becky.
I know.
you know, I think if you've listened to Pillar chats or Becky and I talk together, I think we both have a pretty one shining moment. So I'm not going to say that one. I am going to say last year we had a private performance by Craig Morgan, the country singer and country star, which was so exciting. I think when Becky and I first were thinking and planning a Pillar all the way back in 2019, we never imagined being able to offer the attendees something so wonderful like that private concert that Mr. Morgan gave us. It was intimate and beautiful. And he, talked between each song, and that was lovely. And the comments of our attendees watching definitely gave me goosebumps and got me a little teary. So many of them had a special memory with one of the songs he was singing, whether it was a song that played after a particularly difficult deployment, or a couple of them said, you know, that's their song for their wedding dance, or, you know, their special song with their partner. So it was just like a very lovely, moving, emotional time. And the fact that Mr. Morgan was so generous with his gifts and talent for the Pillar community was just, I mean, it still blows my mind.
It was such a wonderful moment. That is definitely one of my favorite pillar retreat moments as well. Another one that really stands out to me is our lunchtime live. So on Saturday during the pillar retreat, we have a panel style discussion about a hot topic. This year in 2022, our panel discussion is all about deployment drama. And so that is going to be a really good one.
Oh, it's going to get spicy.
It gets spicy. Lunchtime live always gets a little spicy. So last year, our topic was actually around the relationship between military spouses and their in-laws. And we had a candid conversation between a military spouse and a military mom. And it was all about that very complex relationship, how we as military spouses can work well with our in-laws, what to do if things aren't going so well, how we can set boundaries, and how we can also invite people into our lives when it's appropriate or comfortable for us. It was such a good conversation, and it just touched on topics that sometimes feel taboo. That's something I love in general about Pillar, though, is that we have an opportunity to actually talk about the tough stuff. We even have this year during the 2022 retreat, a three-part series with licensed professional counselor EJ Smith called The Tough Stuff, where she is talking about all sorts of taboo topics from deployment, everything from intimacy to what to do when you're burning out, how to deal with chaos. It's just, it's so refreshing to have a space where we can talk about the things that we don't always feel comfortable talking about. And Joanna, I know that so many times when we're having these conversations that maybe we don't have often enough, we can have these like aha moments. And I know during the Pillar Retreat, that's always a favorite for me too, is hearing from attendees what their aha moment was each day. Like, what's the one thing that you're taking away today? So I'm curious, from past retreats, is there a particular aha moment or key takeaway that you've had?
You know, I absolutely love the diversity that is in the military community, and it does reflected in the Pillar community. And I think that's something that stuck with me in 2021, in 2020, and again now in 2022, just how diverse the attendees are. From, you know, differences in religion and ethnicity and race, to where they are stationed, to the military journey that they are on. You know, the fact that we have, last year we had a speaker that was a Space Force spouse, a Coastie spouse, people who have experienced such different things in the military community is just so lovely. And I love too that that we're able to offer different speakers and sessions that speak to different parts of military life. So like, we always make sure to find a speaker who can speak about deployment and kids and how to deal with that, or deployment in teens, what it's like to be somebody who is child free, and how that changes your deployment, or what it's like to be a not married partner of someone who's deployed and how that is a different experience than being married. And I think that is just, it always is just a reminder to me that everyone's experiences and who they are so diverse, and it's so beautiful. And that in the Pillar community, everybody gets along. We have so much support there for each other, because we all understand that we have experienced something like what everyone else has, whether that's the separation for deployment or for boot camp, you know, or a TAD or geo batch. That I think is just such a wonderful thing to experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the diversity of topics. I also think there is a diversity in the way that we can apply what we're learning at Pillar. One of my aha moments was actually during the first retreat, and it was a keynote presentation from J.C. Eckhart. You may recognize J.C.'s name. She is a nationally recognized author and speaker, and one of our dear friends in the Pillar community. And she gave a presentation called Why Ordinary Never Works. And it was all about kind of doing deployment in your own way, that you can't look at the way other people are counting down and just try to translate it, but you really have to approach it in a way that works for you. And what was so powerful to me in that moment was that the learning I had, the realizations I had while JC was sharing were absolutely helpful for deployment, but also just helpful for me in my military family life in general. It was something that I needed to hear and needed to be inspired with for my countdown and also beyond my countdown. And so I think what's really powerful is the way that Pillar Retreat helps us to create a deployment action plan that makes deployment feel like a productive season, but also create an action plan that can carry with us beyond deployment. So I'm really excited for all the ways that this year our speakers are going to be able to do that again. Joanna, what are you most excited about for this year?
Well, now that you were talking about JC and how she always just drops gems all the time, now I'm really, really excited because she's back. We have her as a keynote again this year. And we're so grateful and blessed to have her experience and her humor for the retreat. You know, I don't think honestly that I can pick just one thing. I think I am so excited for everything that comes out of Pillar. So I love seeing people becoming friends in the comments. I love seeing attendees sharing their stories and connecting with each other. And honestly, like I love that moment after Pillar is over where you and I take a deep breath and we go, wow, that was awesome. And we get to reflect on it together. That is super, super wonderful too.
It's always amazing to look back and see the impact that the retreat has had for so many people. I do love reading everyone's feedback after the retreat. And I know that that's something that's kind of unique to us, Joanna, but I do,
right.
I do think it's fun for everyone to just be connected and to be together. So that's something I'm really excited for. I'm excited for the connection. I'm excited for everyone who is counting down deployment or preparing for a future deployment, TDY, geo batch, what have you, to be together and kind of talk through our countdown strategies, talk through our concerns, and get inspired to do something different. Another thing I'm excited about this year, and when this podcast releases, this will have just been announced yesterday. So you guys are getting some hot tea right now. We are welcoming our second musical guest for this year. So last year we welcomed Craig Morgan. He was simply phenomenal. And this year we are welcoming, drumroll please, Darian Lee. Friends, we are so excited to have Darian joining us on the second night of the Pillar Retreat for a private event just for our Pillar community. Darian's going to be sharing some of her music. She is an incredible country singer and has been featured on all kinds of different country music channels, including The Boot, CMT, Country Rebel. So if you are a country fan, you probably know Darian already and are already a huge fan of her music. If not, and you are a military spouse, you probably also know Darian by her song 10,000 Miles. Darian is a military significant other, and she actually wrote this song about the experience that a military spouse has during a countdown season. So we can't think of a more perfect fit. I'm already emotional about it. I know when I hear that song playing at the Pillar Retreat among all of my countdown friends, I just don't judge me if the tears are flowing, but it's going to be,
I'm going to send you some tissues.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to need them. Darian is just such a sweet person and a kind soul. And we are so grateful to have her joining us. And you're hearing it first, friends. So make sure that you are setting aside some time on Saturday evening, grab your favorite beverage, sit with your favorite snack, and just enjoy that moment of the special emotional connection that music can give us, even when we're together on a distance. Before we wrap things up, Joanna, what would you say to someone who hasn't been to a Pillar retreat yet, but is thinking about joining this year?
If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, go grab your ticket now and get into the group. head to pillardeploymentretreat.com. It is free, no strings attached, and then invite your friends too. And if you're already in the group, that's awesome. High five, invite your friends. I think that it is so wonderful. We saw this last year, Becky, where we had a bunch of people who invited their battle buddies and their battle besties. And it just is a lovely way to experience it together. We even had people who did like pillar watch parties together for a happy hour in the evening where they got together and hung out with us physically together, which I thought was really awesome. Other than that, block the time for yourself. And if you can't make it happen during that retreat time, that's okay. Schedule it though. Make sure that you're listening because, oh my gosh, you guys, our speakers are phenomenal, accomplished human beings who have been there. They understand what deployment is like and they have so much wisdom to share. And it is just love, like it's just awesome. The amount of, sharing and advice and help that each one of these speakers brings to the table. So do not sleep on it.
Absolutely. My encouragement, if you're thinking about attending, is don't let time availability stop you from joining us. Everything that happens at the Pillar Retreat is available for you beyond the retreat's end date. So you can still be a part of the community. We stay in touch all year long and stay connected. All of the workshops, your digital guide, your workbook, all of it's going to be there for you when you do have time. So if you can make time, great. But if you've got events all weekend and you can't be there live with us, don't let that stop you from taking advantage of some of the things that are available. Because even though a specific workshop might not speak to you in that moment, it might speak to you 3 months into your next deployment. And we want to make sure you have access to it if it'll be a help to you. So like Joanna said, be sure to go get your free ticket. If you have a free ticket, invite your battle bestie, invite your battle buddy. It is always more fun with friends. You can head to pillardeploymentretreat.com and we cannot wait to see you all November 4th through the 6th this year.
Thanks for joining us. We hope this episode inspires and encourages you as you count down to homecoming. If you're not part of the Pillar community, we can't wait for you to join us. Grab your completely free ticket for the next Pillar, the digital retreat for deployment countdowns at pillardeploymentretreat.com. Don't forget to subscribe and we'll see you back here next time.